your Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, January 10th, 2011. We'll begin this meeting today with an invocation by Commissioner Arnold and Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver.
Let us pray. Almighty God, thank you for allowing us to live in this great nation where our freedoms are numerous. Lord, be with those who don't have the freedom of worship, our government for the people by the people. We ask that you protect our military personnel and provide comfort to their families as they protect our freedoms. Father, I ask that you give us, this elected body, the guidance and wisdom to make the right decisions that are legal and ethical and that are representative of the residents of Jefferson County. I pray all of these things in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me in reciting the pledge to our nation's flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, the first items under consideration today will be under purchasing. Item A is to approve specifications for a term contract for insecticides, herbicides, spray adjuvants, and adulticides for the Jefferson County Mosquito Control District. Item B is to approve specifications for a term contract for ATM installation and operation for Jefferson County here in the courthouse. Item C is to approve renewal of term contract for snack and drink vending machines for Jefferson County for the period January 11th, 2011 through January 10th, 2012. Item number D is to consider and approve a service agreement for emergency management with GMPCS for satellite phone services under the Enterprise Executive Plan in the amount of $2,680. That cost is going to be paid for by grant funds. Is that EMPG funds or LEPC or?
EMP.
Item E is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file contract for Sabine Neches Navigation District Control Building to Williamson Construction and Equipment. This is paid for by Round 1 Disaster Funding from the Texas Department of Rural Affairs grant, a community development block grant from the Housing and the Federal Housing and Urban Development Agency. Item F is to consider and possibly approve donation of the Jefferson County Library books and video inventory as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.152A4 to the following charitable organizations: the City of Nome Public Library, City of China Public Library, and that should be Hampshire Finette Intermediate School Library, Mount Gilead Missionary Baptist Church, Our Mother of Mercy Catholic School, and the Jefferson County Correctional Facility Law Library. And by addendum, under purchasing, item G, which is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file with Sixtel Consulting Group for representation at the 2011 Network USA Airport Conference. Second?
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Senegal. Do we have any discussion? Okay, Mr. Ross, would you just mind giving us a little bit of information about that item on Sixtel Consulting Group?
Yes, sir, Judge. Sixtel is a consulting firm that specializes in connecting airports with airlines. The Network USA conference in Austin in March is one of the forums that are put together each year to bring the airlines and their marketing and route people together with the airports. We've been to this conference 2 years ago, and it gave us the opportunity to meet with several of the airlines and discuss what it is they're looking for on new routes. And of course, the timing is the timing is right because it's this time of year that they decide on their new routes for the coming year. Sixth will assist in that by setting up the meetings, contacting the people at the airlines and convincing them that they should talk to us. And they also go through ticket lifts and all the demographics and travel information that's available through various databases and put together a presentation on our behalf for that.
Right. Thank you.
Do we go out for bids for this group, or is it more than one, or is this a sole source?
Well, we did not go out for bids. It is a professional services type of contract, and for several reasons, I guess we didn't go out for bids. One is it's below the minimum, but secondly, we've qualified them in the past, or we've used them in the past. And there's, I don't know, but one other group, the Boyd Group, that does this type of consulting.
You've worked with them in the past, Mr. Ross?
We have, Judge.
Great. Any other discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All items pass unanimously. Moving on to County Commissioners, I'm going to remove item A. I understand from the local chiefs and from emergency management that the conditions are such right now that there is no need for a burn ban. I'll also remove item number K because that's an issue that's going to need to be taken up at the meeting of the IDC. And what I want to do is when we finish all the agenda items, but before we go into executive session or closed session, is to recess out of the Commissioner's Court meeting, open up the IDC, do that quick agenda item on appointing new officers, and then close that meeting and go back into closed session. Is that okay with you, Mr. Rugg? All right, under County Commissioners, item B, receive and file resolution for voluntary acquisition of real property to be site for the elevated water storage tank for the West Jefferson Municipal Water District. This is another project that's funded by the CDBG disaster grants from TDRA. Item C, receive and file executed mutual aid agreement between Jefferson County and the city of Bevel Oaks. Those are those mutual aid agreements that we enter into to assist each other in the event of natural disasters or other emergencies. Item D is to consider authorizing the county judge to execute an extension of the National Emergency Grant Contract through April 30th, 2011. Those are part-time workers that are paid for through emergency grant funding, also attached to the Hurricane Ike funding. Item E is to consider and possibly authorize a county judge to execute a pipeline easement and right-of-way agreement with TransCanada Pipeline LP. Item F is to receive and file executed pipeline agreement noted in the prior agenda item. Item G is to consider and possibly authorize the following individuals to execute hazard mitigation program buyout closing documents on behalf of Jefferson County. Would be Jeff Brannick, Brent Weaver, and Patrick Swain. Item H is to discuss and possibly approve the appointment of Commissioner Eddie Arnold to the Jefferson County Purchasing Board to fill the vacancy of Commissioner Mark Domey. Item I is to consider appointing Commissioner Brent Weaver as court liaison to the following departments, which would be Airport, number 2, Dispute Resolution Center, number 3, Environmental Control, and number 4, Mosquito Control. Again, to take the place of Commissioner Domey. Item J is to consider and possibly authorize a county judge to execute a beverage agreement between Coca-Cola, SMG, and Jefferson County for a 5-year period that goes beyond the term of SMG's contract, which necessitates a court's action on that item. Item L is to consider approving a resolution approving submission of fiscal year 2011 grant application for the Jefferson County Drug Intervention Court. And item M is to consider approving a resolution approving submission of fiscal year 2010 through August 31st, 2011 grant application number 1869005 for the Jefferson County Family Drug Court to the Officer of the Governor Criminal Justice Division. Do I have a motion on those items? Oh, we have an item by addendum, which is item N, to consider appointing Commissioner Brent Weaver to fill the position of retired Commissioner Mark Domain on the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move. Second.
Okay.
Question. I have a question on Jay. Judge, I know it's exceeding the time of the contract with SMG. Mr. Rugg, would it be prudent to do it to up to that point and do some options?
Commissioner, I really can't answer that because I wasn't involved in the negotiations with Coca-Cola, but my guess is that the price is also contingent on the length of the agreement because of the necessary startup costs and implementation and the costs associated with shutting the agreement down. So I think if you shorten the term, you would find that the periodic amount of payment would probably be less to accommodate for that shortened term, and I'm not at all sure that Coca-Cola is willing to do that.
Well, my question, I guess my follow-up question would be, and to anyone, is what happened is if SMG is not here after that period?
Well, the obligations would then be ours. It's okay, our facility now. Anyway.
All right. Just want to make sure I asked it out open.
Sure. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and that was an item that went out for people were invited to bid on the project, and most of the other packages that came in, or the only other packages that came in, were a no-cash deal.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Judge Thorne was here earlier. Is he still here? Judy, did you have anything you wanted to say about the Family Treatment Drug Court application? Okay. Any other discussion? We will call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The items passed unanimously. Under County Auditor, item number A is to consider and approve fiscal year 2011 budget transfer for Port Arthur maintenance for replacement of an air conditioning unit in the amount of $7,987, and that will come out of contingency. The payment of regular county bills, checks number 348323 through checks number 348551. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Spell right after Christmas. He did some magic on the money.
Yeah, I read the maintenance reports on it. Looks like it's on its last leg.
Yeah.
Okay. Call the question. We already did. Did vote on that, didn't
we? No, sir.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Those items passed unanimously. Did want to take a second before we recess out of the Commissioner's Court meeting. It appears that this week that Commissioner Arnold, who's been very involved with the Conference of Urban Counties these last several years, is going to probably be elected as the new chairman of the Legislative Policy Conference for the Conference of Urban Counties, and I wanted to give him an opportunity to talk about anything that he wants to talk about the upcoming legislative session, how that might affect counties. I know Commissioner Alford's been making quite a few trips up there. You might have some input too about anything we can expect in this upcoming.
Thank you, Judge. Commissioners, you'll offer a little indulgence. I've been serving representing Jefferson County now for about the last 3 or 4 years on the Conference of Urban Counties Policy Committee, and also I'm a board member. This year, I guess this session, even more so than sessions in the past, are going to be extremely difficult and onerous on behalf of the counties and the state. The state is facing $20 to $28 billion in revenue shortfalls this year. And typically, when that happens, they look for every opportunity they can to pass on those costs, and a lot of times in the forms of unfunded mandates down to the lower levels, which happens to be the county. So one of the roles that I play, along with the other members, as well as Commissioner Alford and others, is to monitor legislative bills that are being offered up by different representatives and senators to try to protect the county's interest to the best we can. And that is to help get bills killed that are gonna be cost effective, have a cost impact, fiscal impact on the county, as well as try to pass bills that mean more efficient government. So these are some of just a few of the different activities that I participate in as when I'm called to Austin or participate in these meetings. We will be looking and scrutinizing every bill that has any implications to county government as it comes across. And as we find out if these bills, whatever their physical note is or impact, we will be asking for others in county government as well as local to at least become more aware of what's going on at the state legislature. But it's been a pleasure to serve in this capacity, and hopefully I can continue to serve the county in that regard and try to protect our future as best we can and keep those shortfalls from rolling downhill to the county level. So any other comments, Commissioner Alford?
Commissioner, I think you hit everything. It's just that everyone in county government, from our standpoint, when we're on those committees, we not only for the commissioner's court, it's for all elected divisions in the county, which for some way may have some effect, because there's quite a bit of bills been filed already that we know will affect county government. That's it.
Real quick, Judge and commissioners and everyone, I want to say that we need to say a special prayer for the congresswoman that was shot and everyone that was wounded, those families that were lost loved ones. We live in a democracy where you voice your discontent or your disagreements through the ballot. And anytime we start picking up guns to show people we disagree with them, we're in danger. That was, you know, it sent chills through my body now to think that lady was just standing there and got a bullet through her head, and that little girl that was killing everyone, really. So I think we need to encourage our kids, we need to encourage our families to voice your opinion at the ballot box. If you disagree with me, hold me accountable, and any elected official, do it through the ballot box and not through bullets. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. One bit of good news, and we just had the opportunity to meet about it. I want to give y'all a little advance notice. Probably be on the agenda next Tuesday, and I assume it's the Commissioner's Court pleasure to meet next Tuesday after the Martin Luther King holiday. But at lunch, we learned of an opportunity that the county has to refund some 2002 bond issues, and basically it's just a refinancing, but the long and short of it is that it'll refund about $175,000 to the county coffers, and it does not appear to be a downside to it, but we will have Mr. Gilley, our financial advisor, provide, and Patrick, provide y'all with a little further information during the course of this week so that you'll have it in advance of next Tuesday's meeting. But it's nice to have that kind of money fall into your lap from time to time through interest rate savings.
Before we move to executive session, could I ask a question regarding the methodology to be used for the disbursement of the books and videos from our library to the folks that were awarded the opportunity?
And also, you need to also let the public know we had this period open for a while where we gathered names of people who was interested. Yes.
What about the mid-county cities? Did we contact them and no interest there?
Right now, we're going to recess. If there's no further comments by any of the members of the court, we're going to recess out of the Commissioners' Court meeting for a moment and open up a meeting of the Board of Directors of the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation, which was duly posted and noted last week. The sole purpose of the meeting is for the appointment of new officers for the corporation. I had assumed that only the position of treasurer was open last week, and because of Commissioner Domain's retirement, the positions of vice president, secretary, and treasurer are open. So I would entertain any thoughts the members of the Industrial Development Corporation have for the positions of those members, and if there are none, I'll nominate Commissioner Alford for vice president, Commissioner Senegal for secretary, and Commissioner Weaver, so he can begin to get involved in that as treasurer.
No problem. I am.
Do I have a
second?
Second. All right. Any further discussion?
Yeah.
I think we can. All right. If there's no further discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. It will carry, and we will close the meeting of the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation and open back up in open the recess of the Commissioners' Court meeting, at which time I announce a closed session of the Commissioners' Court as authorized by Section 551.071 of the Texas Government Code to discuss pending litigation with counsel in the matter of Donna Davis versus Jefferson County et al., cause number B-182252. And following the closed session, the court will immediately be adjourned, and that concludes our business for today. But thank you all so much for coming.
Judge, just to reiterate, we will be having a meeting on Tuesday, January the 18th. Same time, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.